The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And the SiriusXM app.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter, zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
We have one of these rare afternoons, Harry, where there's no afternoon baseball. There's no afternoon hockey for the first time. Two series could end up tonight in game sixes. The Philadelphia Flyers and your Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens now the last remaining team from Canada, after Calgary got boat raced last night.
Yeah, I think after this round, there probably won't be any more weekday games.
No, you're right.
Afternoon. They're running out of teams.
And we already have the first Western Conference semifinal series set up. Did you see that, Harry? Tomorrow.
Well, it'd be, what, Dallas and the Vegas Golden Knights?
Dallas?
Because they do they have the Avalanche?
I got to look it up, because earlier this morning, in the middle of the night when I was down here, well, Vancouver's still alive. Yeah,
they're still alive
tonight. And they're up, so they may advance, because look
what's
happening.
Yeah, they're up 3-2.
Yeah, this is a big game six tonight also for your collar, and they may be knocking out the Blue, Harry, the St. Louis Blues. In fact, the coach, Craig Berube, said he hasn't announced a goalie for this game because he's got two choices, and I think he's going to put Binnington back in there, Harry. Binnington was the guy last year, and you saw what happened. You know, he got a guy, got hot for him, and now all of a sudden, will he go with Jake Allen or Jordan Binnington tonight?
I'm not sure, but I'd lean towards Binnington.
I think so, too. When he doesn't announce it, he knows that's his guy. He knows he can't say one guy or the other after the game last night. But the St. Louis Blues down 3-2 to the Canuck. And have to win two in a row. And of course, Matt Niskanen was suspended for tonight's game.
Yeah, for one game.
But it's a huge game.
Yeah, I know. But there's a lot of people up in Canada that are outraged that it wasn't a more significant suspension because Gallagher's out.
It is confirmed now. It is Binnington.
Yes,
they finally announced it this afternoon. And the Hurricanes going into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, that's what they say right now. You know what they say.
Yeah, both of them. There's two of them.
Yeah,
I think they're category ones.
They're just
right
tropical
now?
Storms now. Okay. They're just tropical depressions, like most people in this country. Craig Berube, man, up against it tonight, against the Canuck and the Flyers. They better win this game tonight, Harry. They go game seven. That could be very dicey.
Well, that would be huge. I mean, you know, you'd have Carter Hart in a game seven scenario in his first playoff series.
As our buddy Ice Rink says, that's an outrage up there in Canada.
That is.
You know what I'm saying?
Against Carey Price.
And the other story in hockey I want to mention, which, of course, is this whole Mike Milbury situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the cut. I sent it to you. Did I not, Robin?
We have the audio.
And listen, I'm about, you know, if somebody does something stupid, somebody does something that's inexcusable, like Tom Brenneman. I mean, that was just dumb. You've been around the business forever. And it's not – even if you apologize for that one, you still – there's still no way to say, why would you even think of saying like that, something like that with a live mic?
Right.
That's the difference. It's not like the guy is just doing his first play-by-play and he gets caught with a live mic. But the situation, this was one of the hockey games last night, right? And what happened? Mike Milbury is and Brian Boucher were doing the game last night.
Yeah, it was the Islanders game.
It was the Islanders and the Washington Capitals, the finale, because the Islanders won 4-0, ending the season for the Capitals, who will probably make a coaching change. Wouldn't you think, Harry? I think they may make a move here. Again, it's not the coaches, always the coaches' fault. By the way, this is breaking news. The Cincinnati Reds have hired Mike Milbury to call their play-by-play now because all he did was supposedly offend women. So here's the cut. And all of these women, and again, I love women. I've supported women my entire life in the broadcasting industry. I've helped a lot of women get into the business. I've supported them. I have a woman on my show. I always have. And so this isn't one of these guy talk things. I don't like Mike Milbury. First of all, let me make this perfectly clear. I am not a Mike Milbury guy, so I'm not a honk for him. But I listened to this, and I saw all these women outraged. Oh, it's 2020, and yet... So here's the cut. I want you to listen closely.
I actually haven't heard this yet. So as
during a continuation, you'll hear it. It's Brian Boucher and Mike Milbury, and they're talking about – it's only a 16-second cut, but you have to listen to it. This is after a face-off. It was Washington and the Islanders in the Islander zone, face-off right next to the Islander goaltender, and listen to the play-by-play. And, of course, it's not even the play-by-play. It's Mike Milbury, who's an analyst, and Brian Boucher was in the glass between the two benches. Listen carefully and tell me if you are outraged about this.
Come here and play hockey. And if you think about it, it's a terrific environment with regards to if you enjoy playing and enjoy being with your teammates for long periods of time, it's a perfect place.
Not even any woman here to disrupt their concentration.
Well, and also, too, no travel. Come here and play hockey.
Now, I can't hear it very loudly.
Yeah, there's not even any women here to distract your concentration.
Right.
That's what he
said. And so now women, some women out there are now outraged because Brian Boucher says, if you didn't hear it, you know, the guys are in the bubble just like the NBA, mm-hmm. and, you know, these guys are focusing on hockey because they go back to their hotels. You know,
right? And they play video games.
And play video games, you know, and drink
maybe
Tim
drink
Hortons.
Drink some beers.
Oh, no, Tim Hortons. And have a couple of cocktails.
They got beers.
So now all of a sudden, women all over the world are going crazy because how dare a guy, how degrade women talking about hockey, that women are a distraction.
Well, honestly, when I listen to that, I don't have it as a degradation of women. I have it as I see it as a knock on the guys that they would be so distracted by a woman, but they would be normally. Like, this is nothing. So what he's
but
saying
it's not even
the point is that they only have hockey to focus
right.
on.
Exactly.
That's
the point.
There's nothing else.
Exactly.
No family obligations.
And so I jokingly
wrote,
is it time to cancel Mike Milbury now?
Well,
and if you look at the women on there, and here's the point I have, and I want to make to all women out there. I'm not a misogynist. I don't know if Mike Milbury's a misogynist. I think it was he even laughed a little bit about it. It wasn't like he was saying, yeah, it's a good thing they kept the broads away from here.
Well, yeah, you can't even joke anymore about stuff like this.
And, you know, there's the arguments about boxers. You know, if they have sex before a bout, they lose
women
strength.
Weaken legs. My high school track coach used to tell me that all the time.
Yeah, there's evidence now. Dr. Fauci even said when he's knocking off a piece, when he's getting his mask on and getting his game on, when he's banging hotties and thotties in his own bubble, Harry, Dr. Fauci knows. You know, you go for the gusto, man. You can't turn it down.
Well, no. They've also proven physiologically that having sex and having orgasms actually improves your defense, your body's defense.
Your immune system.
Immune system.
So it depends. Some people get weak, and I need a little 5-minute nap, but I get up again. I've been knocked down, but I get up again. I have a whiskey drink. I have a vodka drink. I have a cider drink. I have, days that remind me of the good times, the good old days, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
So now Mike Milbury, again, I'm no Mike Milbury fan. If he said something that I thought was sexist, misogynistic, even Robin, what was misogynistic? By the way, not one NHL player in the bubble has been caught disguising thotties into hockey uniforms to walk into their hotel rooms.
Well, that was like a football player in Seattle.
So you had the Seattle Seahawks had a guy they had to get rid of because he had a chick dress up like a football player to try to sneak her into the hotel, and it was caught on video.
It's pretty hilarious.
You got IG thotties going into the NBA bubble in Orlando and banging an entire team.
You just like saying thotty now. That's one of your favorite words.
One of my favorites, yes. I mean,
he won't stop.
Dustin missed a 12-footer for birdie, so he parred 13.
Uh-oh,
so
Harry, is he going to do it now?
So he's got six holes to play.
Come on, man.
Yep.
So, again, I'm thinking, wow, maybe Mike Milbury took off his shoe and went after a Ranger fan in the hotel last night after the game, mm-hmm. like he did back when he was at the Boston Bruins and those savages from Boston. Remember that? The video? I posted that video.
Oh, yeah.
He climbs up over the glass into the stands, takes his shoe off and starts beating fans with it, Harry.
That was that was epic.
That was back in the day, man, men were men.
I mean, you used to have situations like that in hockey.
Remember Ty Domi?
On a much more regular basis.
Yeah, you have fans leashing over into the penalty box.
That was at the Wells Fargo Center. Yeah.
Ty Domi is
I know the guy that fell in there.
No.
Yeah, I know him. He's a Delco guy.
Well,
I'm serious.
Shocking.
Yeah, I knew his brother really well.
I think not.
Yeah.
So, broadcast booth. That's right. Why do they call it the broadcast booth?
Right, yeah,
broad. That's sexist. Are any of these broads upset? And again, if there's something legitimate to get upset about, I listened to that cut 15 times. And yet the same women who are now upset about Mike Milbury talking about women in the bubble, guys are focusing on hockey and not having a distraction. You know how many hockey players marry hotties?
Well,
I won't call them thotties because they're not thotties.
The same women that are upset at him are the same women that are downloading and supporting that stupid WAP song.
Exactly.
WAP.
WAP. WAP. Stop doing the rap, Harry.
WAP. Whatever. They need to get their priorities straight.
Was Mike Milbury really suspended? Because I can't trust the Twitch stream.
No.
Suspend him?
Well, everybody's,
And again, if it was sexist, if it was something, if it was Tom Brenneman-like, I'd say, you know what, hey, the guy's a dope. You don't say that. But when you got NBA thotties going on Barstool shows talking about running a train on the entire stinking Phoenix Suns team.
The NHL.
And the same women aren't upset about that. But they're upset about a guy making a comment about women in the bubble?
The NHL condemned what it called insensitive and insulting comments.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break.
So there you go.
Again.
Yes, it drawed a rebuke from the NHL, but no suspension.
I got your rebuke right here.
Rebuke.
USA Today says the NHL and NBC would be better off without Mike Milbury on air.
I agree. I don't think he's very good.
Well, this might be their way to get rid of him. Because, I know a lot of hockey fans don't like him.
Right. And it's not because of he's favors one team or I don't buy that. I think all fans in all cities think that the announcers always are rooting against their team. Joe Buck's the classic example. Every city he goes into, everybody thinks they're rooting against their team. But all these women, all these blue check marks, like Catherine Silverman, this is what she writes. She writes, Vesa Toscala's number one fan, mom, goalie, word writer, and all these other things. And she's entitled to her opinion. So she's a big hockey fan. And then this is what she tweets out.
Like she's just a fan or is she a writer?
She's a writer and a fan.
Okay.
I don't know who she writes for, and I don't care. And again, I'm not trying to trash her. But it's like this. It's when one person says that they're offended, then all of a sudden the avalanche comes. Not the Colorado avalanche.
Well, they opened up an avalanche on the Yotes.
Just like the Dallas Star did last night, Harry.
Yeah.
But anyway, really? And so, Carrie Ann Underwood was with Fisher.
Carrie Underwood, yeah.
You know, hockey players attract hot chicks.
Absolutely.
And these guys have scars and no teeth and all the other stuff.
Chicks dig that.
Chicks did hockey players.
Yeah, isn't
Mike Fisher, I think, is his name.
Aaron Andrews is with Jarrett Stahl.
Yeah,
exactly, man. Yeah. So, again, I don't care who hockey players or NBA players go out with, but if you're going to be sanctimonious and play the, oh, my God, Mike Milbury, you can't have those kinds of comments. You know why? The other reason is the players are now allowed to bring family members into the bubble, just like the NBA players. When you get deeper into the playoffs, then you can invite some family members up.
Right.
The NBA you have to put a list together of your family members who are going to be there.
Right.
And you have to prove that you're family members.
Right.
You know, you just can't bring in a couple of IG models and say, that's my sister from another mother.
Well, we got to get the Dustin Johnson watch back on here, Tony, because if you're like me, then I love golf. And I look forward to my weekly round with the guys at my golf club. And if you're like me, you pick out your outfit ensemble in advance. And the morning of your round, you make sure it looks just right. You check your look in the mirror, but your shirt looks awful. Looks like it just came out of a cardboard box. Either that or part of it's billowing out one side and it's all scrunched up on the other. You got a bad fit. Well, worry no more, because at Boston Scott Golf, the fit is our obsession. At Boston Scott Golf, we went through our closet and ripped up shirts just to put them back together to make the perfect golf shirt. Our shirts accentuate the shoulders and arms while giving relief in the midsection. The tapered fit design cures the problem of always having to retuck after bending over or taking a few swings on the range. Boston Scott Golf shirts feature a four-button placket, wrinkle-resistant moisture-wicking technology with UPF 50 protection. The classic style with the modern fit is available for both men's and junior golfers, so father and son can match on the course. You know, it just makes sense. Feel good, play good. Casual, great golf. Get to know Boston Scott Golf at bostonscottgolf.com. 20% off with the code HARRY.
bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
So people are weighing in. A hockey storyteller by the name of John Shannon, who has some really nice, nifty glasses on his but he's got a lot of followers, Harry, so that's all that matters. He's not even verified, and he has 146,000 followers.
Who is he?
He's a hockey storyteller. That's what it says here. It's John Jay Shannon, NHL, says, Mike Milbury was scheduled to work tonight's Montreal-Philadelphia game. Not official, but I suspect he will not be on the show. Primarily, he will receive some sort of censure. Secondarily, his presence would create a distraction to the event we are supposed to be enjoying. Mm. So John is one of those.
Yeah. Well, I'd be watching it. I don't think Milbury would be a distraction for me.
No. You know it would be a distraction? The ice girls out there scraping up some more chiclets after a bench-clearing brawl. Yeah. And the National Hockey League, of course,
spitting chiclets.
Exactly. Yeah. The NBC Sports says, we are disappointed about Mike's insensitive comment and have addressed it with him. He issued his statement today. I sincerely apologize for making the comment. It was not my intention to disrespect anyone. I was trying to be irreverent and took a step too far. It was a regrettable mistake that I take seriously. So the question is, will he sit out tonight, eh? You know, in the bubble. By the way, Dallas and Colorado in the West would start on Saturday night. So game one was supposed to be Sunday. So game one of the Western Conference NHL semifinals start Colorado and Dallas Saturday night hockey, Harry. Where will you be?
I don't know where I'm going to be Saturday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know where this guy
is. Breaking news, by the way. You need to hit the breaking news because Eitan Shander is joining us from somewhere other than a golf course.
He's on the couch. Is he trying to steal Couch Guy's thunder right here?
Yes.
Looks like you're on a couch when our great Colin Farrell has been killing it on the DraftKings app with live action every single day, man.
I'm the new couch guy. The old couch guy is, but I'm the new couch guy.
Dude.
So he needs to take a lap.
This is couch guy on couch guy crime, Tony.
He told me to take a lap. What is this, Giants training camp?
Does it honestly look like I'm on a couch? Because behind me, it's not the actual couch. We have these things on the couch.
Oh, that's a moving blanket.
The dog hair doesn't get around.
That looks like a moving blanket, but they're usually gray. That's a brown one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, it's a dog cover. It's so that you could put it on your couch and the dog doesn't ruin the couch because it's my wife's couch, and this is the only way that the dog is allowed on the couch.
It's your wife's couch?
Yeah, it's much nicer than my couch. My couch is an old black leather couch that's been Harry sat on it for a year.
That's
he
right.
He knows all about
wait
that.
Wait a minute, you don't have joint couch?
Yeah, now that that's you're married, it's everybody's, right?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. We still don't even have a joint bank account. I don't know.
Ridiculous, man.
That's a smart move by her.
You better get yourself a couch lawyer. You're going to need a prenup ASAP, bro.
It's too late for a prenup. I'm already married.
Can you have one an early nup? Like, you know, hey, a couple weeks into the marriage.
Right.
A
I just want to make one month. You got to do that 1 month checkup. You know, like when you buy a new car and then you maybe get a little squeak here and there and you bring it back to the dealership. Say, you know, hey.
And they fix stuff for free.
Exactly, yeah.
Now,
The cost of that car deteriorates as soon as you hit the pavement,
absolutely.
Man.
Are you kidding
me? So does my marriage.
I was just going to say, isn't that exactly like marriage?
Except, absolutely.
Except unlike a car, a marriage is not under warranty.
Wings and Diddy
very
says,
true.
My wife's boyfriend won't let me sit on his couch.
Eitan,
I'm trying to figure that one out. Wait a minute.
Are you on 58 watch here with Dustin Johnson? Are you watching this?
Well, I did take DJ to go under 67 and a half.
Well, that's a lock. He's on his way to a possible
58. So now that you know you're going to cash it at minus 67 and a half, you have no interest in perhaps the greatest round in golf history?
Here's my problem, though, is that I had to wait until 3 o'clock to watch this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go full Mike Milbury on anybody, but the LPGA on when you had the top 125 golfers and 50% of them were already out there. Major, I'm not paying $5.99 to watch Brent Snedeker, but I would watch Ricky Fowler for free.
Well, they had the women's British Open on earlier, and then the Korn
Ferry
event.
Yeah, we have to wait until 3. Happened.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what that is, don't you?
It's an outrage.
That's because they want you to buy that app.
I know
that's
what happened. This is the FedEx Cup, right?
Yes.
What does FedEx do? What does FedEx
do?
They deliver. Maybe Donald Trump had the FedEx Cup delayed so that you don't get to see it later because he's trying to influence the outcome of people sending their ballots FedEx instead of the United States Postal Service, Harry. I'm looking for conspiracy theories.
Is everything
theories.
A political conspiracy theory?
No, it's a conspiracy theory. Yes. I don't make these up. I'm just thinking. I'm thinking outside the box, Harry.
I think this was part of the Peacock takeover.
Yes.
This is all the Peacock.
Yes.
App. That's Mike who it was.
Mike Milbury will be doing overnights on the Peacock now. Because if he has a big contract and they have to pay him, they don't want to pay him to go away, you watch. He'll be doing an overnight hockey show on the Peacock Network.
Wow.
Right? Hoping that he quits.
It'll be a paid program. Yes. You have to pay $5.99 for the season.
Uh-oh. Three straight pars now after those two birdies. He needs two more birdies here, though.
So let's get an actual update. Because you know the thing I love about golf? Is that nobody's like, ooh, don't say anything about it.
Yeah.
He got a chance to break 58. They got it up everywhere. They got billboards. Hashtag 58 watch. 58 watch.
He's only 58. I can't even fathom. I'm lucky to get a 58 on the front nine.
Trust me, I was way over 58 on the front nine with Harry a couple Saturdays
he's
ago.
He's only got four holes left.
How many holes?
Four! Yes.
I heard you played okay, Tone.
A little later on, you know, when you finish strong, you hit a nice wedge up there and you put it 32 inches and you make the par. You walk off happy, even though you sucked most of the day.
See, the problem was, is he couldn't find his golf shoes, so he was delayed in getting to the golf course, so he didn't have time to warm up. He had to go buy golf shoes.
I did, yeah. And I bought a nice pair.
FootJoys.
FootJoys, yeah. Baby.
Spikes or mold? No,
I wanted the spikes because I wasn't comfortable at first because I have spikes that you take out. I had the original FootJoys with the metal spikes.
Can you imagine if he would have worn metal spikes?
When they first came out with no more metal spikes, they offered the screw-in rubber spikes. So I bought the rubber spikes and screwed them in. I have my own little wrench, you know, and I put those babies in.
If I would have heard you walking out down
the
park,
I'd have
been like out.
I missed that part of golf, man. How are they going to run the Greater Phoenix Waste Management Open next year? Well, the women will still wear high heels, though. The women will still wear their high heels,
right.
And you will hear the click-clack on the cart paths out there at TPC Scottsdale. I guarantee you that.
Uh-oh. DJ hit it into the native area
on
15th hole.
Was
that the fescue?
It might be.
The native area?
They call it the native area.
Was Elizabeth Warren there?
Yeah. Well, she isn't from Massachusetts.
I know.
Is her district.
Was that her
there?
Reservation out there?
Well, that means that it's not really native.
Yeah, right,
It's actually fescue.
Wait a minute. Is that what they actually call it?
They call it the native. I'm reading it right off the
What would they go on all Masters and go on all Augusta National on us now?
It might be pine straw or something. I don't know.
It's ridiculous, man.
It's not. It's playable, though, right?
Yeah, you can hit
out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like that nasty stuff where you have to take a drop.
Like deep fescue or something,
I had some of that the other night. By the way, you got any good deep fescue in the house today, or you have to go outside?
No, man, I'm no longer burning. No more smoke.
Oh, is that right? It's all edibles.
Everything's edibles now, huh?
Well, I called them.
Actually, to be honest, I actually have, the last 3 days has been cold turkey.
Why?
Nothing.
Wow. This is breaking news. You just bought 16 pounds when you got your prescription card. What are you going to do with all that wacky tobacco in the house?
I'm going to sell it now for an increased price.
Oh. Nickel bags, dime bags. I remember last time I bought weed, they were selling them for $5 for a bag, and then you'd buy it, and it was oregano because you were a dope and thought it was weed. And I didn't even smoke weed. I thought it was a good deal.
Well, now what you do is you buy it in the jar. So you can buy like a dime bag, but it's not a bag. It's a jar. You can just open up the jar and smell it to make sure you're not getting ripped off.
All right, now why?
But yeah, those are bad days.
Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings' free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action.
He's back in the day.
Why are you going cold turkey? What's going on?
Well, we're trying to have a kid right now. So I'm trying to limit any type of issue that might sterilize my semen.
You just got married. Why don't you take it a little time?
Take it easy.
There's a biological clock ticking, all right? So I got to help oil that clock up.
Oh, my God.
Exactly right, man. By the way, the Penguin in Arizona says, send some my way, Eitan. I pay shipping and handling. Promotion code Bruno. Promotion code Bruno. And I'll throw in a pack of, what are the papers called?
Easy Wires.
No, what's the one?
Rizzlers.
No, the original ones.
Back zigzags?
When, zigzags, yeah. Zigzags. That's the old. You got to go old school and go zigzag paper, man.
Well, Rizla's old school, too.
So is Easy Wider. I mean, there's.
Yeah. Zigzag is like where everybody. Zigzag, you could probably get at Wawa. Everybody's got the zigzag.
Wow. I remember when I was smoking cigarettes. That was one of the phases. Mm-hmm. You would roll your own cigarettes and non-filtered, obviously. They were nasty, man. Then you get that on your lip, and it would dry on there, and you pull it off when you're taking a drag, mm-hmm. and then you rip your lip skin off.
You rip your lip skin off.
Oh, man, I don't understand that, man. It's an outrage.
I was in when I was in Seville for 6 weeks mm-hmm. doing a college thing. You had hash was everywhere, so you'd buy the hash, you'd burn it and melt it, and then you roll it into your own cigarette with the tobacco, mm-hmm. and it would burn your. You man, I would have like these little because I didn't know what I was doing, so I'd have these little hash rocks come out of the back end, and they would singe right through whatever you're wearing. So if you were sitting down smoking one of these things, your shorts would have holes in them from these hash rocks.
Dude, wow. Man.
Hash rocks.
This is our Friday afternoon medicinal marijuana hashish segment of the show.
Now, do you think it's...
you bring on experts, Tony. Like,
do you think it's a coincidence that since we've been on in San Diego, the Padres have hit a grand slam in four consecutive games?
I think not.
No, I think that... You and Tatis are doing wonders out there.
No doubt about it. And remember, this all started. This all started with Tatis being excoriated
right.
by all the talking head people, including Ruben Amaro, who came on the show, and we talked him out of ripping Fernando Tatis for doing his job. And now it seems like the winds are going the other way. 3-0. Just ask the Phillies if a 7-0 lead is enough in a ball game.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. How about his manager, the Tingler, being the guy to initially throw him under the bus?
Yeah, he made him apologize. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is
that's a bad look by the Tingler, man.
It really is. Although he's backed off of it, just like Mike Milbury, who apparently will not be on the broadcast tonight. What say you about the whole Mike Milbury thing? He's apologized. Not Tom Brenneman, obviously, level. That was ridiculous.
But
listen, I'm not a Mike Milbury fan or an apologist for anybody who does stupid stuff. But he was laughing. And, the one thing about Milbury, when he's not hitting Ranger fans with his shoes in the stands or making bad trades as a general manager, as he did in his day, he tries to be funny every once in a while. And, it's sort of like What's-Her-Face, who's supposed to be funny. And fell flat.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah.
What happened with her?
She was trying to do a joke with Andrew Yang, fell flat.
She's better when Larry David writes the lines.
Exactly.
Not the yin-yang twins, right?
No, they should have been there last night. The yin-yang twins should have been there last night.
All right, speaking of yin-yang twins, the Sixers.
Brett Brown,
does he turn it around tonight?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah, I just was.
He'll be turning it around and walking out of the bubble.
Right. Is he calling a moving van by the end of the weekend?
I think he's already. Look, I wouldn't be shocked if he already moved. He probably pulled some Art Modell and moved at like 2 a.m. so nobody would notice. And now he's just coaching the team remotely down there. And I can't imagine he comes back. Look, here's the perfect example of why this team is a disaster. Nobody, including Brett Brown, saw the Celtics run the same damn pick and roll play in game one. And then they came back and they ran the same damn pick and roll play in game two. I mean, if you got a general manager who used to play in this league, nobody can figure this thing out.
Yeah. They can't defend
it's
pick
a
and roll.
Disgrace.
And they don't run pick and roll.
I want to see them run the Tootsie Roll. Give me the hand. Bring the girls out, the dancers, and enough of these stinking NBA games.
We don't even have virtual dancers. What's up with that?
I know.
Can't put holograms out there?
That would be sexist.
No,
and
I was watching a Japanese.
No, they're dancers anyway.
I was watching a Japanese baseball game again last night on 11 Sports.
They have cheerleaders, right?
Yeah, they're on the dugout.
Yeah.
They're dancing their asses off, man. Yeah.
And they're not socially distancing.
Exactly right.
Interesting. Couldn't they be in the bubble as well?
The dancers?
Well,
You're inviting all kinds of issues.
Yeah. I'm missing that. You know who should have been there last night in the bubble?
Laker girls.
Oh, yeah.
Laker girls.
That was a PA announcer at the Staples Center. Lawrence Tanner, I think his name is.
Is that his name?
Laker girls.
When they would come out onto the floor.
Is that right?
Yeah, wow. I'm not making that up.
Who has the worst dancers in the NBA? Who would you say is the worst dancers? Minnesota?
Well, now, have you seen them, or are you just making a generality based on where Minnesota is?
We're going to have to do a breakdown segment.
Yeah,
we'll get
seen...
Mike Milbury on and Tom Brennan and overnight on the Peacock
so
Network.
So you're insulting Minnesotan dancers just because they're from Minnesota? That's rude.
They can be some Nordic hotties.
Yeah.
Well, they do have the number one pick in the draft, so
that's
they're going to upgrade. Remember the
That's
last
what I
time?
Mean.
Remember the last time they had the number one pick in the draft? Who did they take, Harry?
Was it Carl Anthony Towns?
No, who was it?
Was that number one?
Was he the number one?
I thought it was. Was it Garnett?
No, it wasn't Garnett.
I thought it was Cat.
It may have been.
I didn't know if Cat went number one. Maybe he did.
Well, who was the team that took the guy that couldn't?
Didn't he go number one when Embiid went third?
You're thinking of the Cavaliers drafted Anthony Bennett.
That's right, Anthony Bennett. Yeah, that's the guy. The number one overall bust was Anthony Bennett for your Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, and I think he's Canadian.
Cleveland probably has some bad dancers too, right?
I don't know, man. I haven't broken him down. We're going to have to if Mike Milbury
you got it.
Is off tonight, we'll have to do like a special late night show and break down the best thotties, the best NBA bubble chicks he's seen, the best NBA dancers, the best ice girls in the National Hockey League, Canadian and American versions.
What do you know?
What I mean?
Yeah. So it was Cat in 2015. He was
Carl Anthony Towns.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
That's a guy that was Jimmy Butler really loved him, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
Now, on the Twitch stream, Daryl in San Antonio is confirming, he's saying that Cleveland has the absolute worst.
The worst?
There you go, Daryl.
Does every team have them? Because
Not any longer.
Not every team has
Cleveland.
Cheerleaders in football.
Correct.
The Cavs girls are probably fours. Now, come on, man.
Now, a lot of cheerleaders are both that they have co-ed cheerleaders now.
Yeah, of course.
The Sixers have a co-ed.
Yeah, well,
guy.
Yeah.
The
it's 2020, Robin, you know?
Yeah.
We have to be inclusive.
Right.
Exactly right, man.
Would you watch a Mike Milbury, Tom Brenneman after hours
Absolutely.
Talk show?
As long as they're wasted drinking lots of quality product.
Well, that's
that's what I want to watch.
Brenneman and Milbury, boozing it up.
Hey, trust me. I think our old boss has already made the call because he's looking for some new morning show guys in San Francisco.
Is that
right?
Yeah. You haven't called
him? I can do mornings out there.
Go ahead.
You want to add that onto your job list?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I could easily fake that I'm in San Francisco every day.
Just put a fake backdrop behind
you
of the Golden Gate Bridge on Zoom.
Wait a minute. We're getting canceled. Now, you guys can't call out Milbury if you're going to rate cheerleaders. Misogyny. I'm calling out Milbury, but I'm not calling him out. Did he apologize for it? Is it heinous that he should be fired for it? No, I don't even like Mike Milbury.
Here's the problem I have for somebody saying that you're misogynist for wanting to rate cheerleaders.
That's why they're out there.
That's why they're out there.
They
are there wearing
skimpy
outfits so that you can appreciate what they look like.
Robin and I were flown in specially by the Golden State Warriors to host an all-day Warrior Girl cheerleader competition. It was tedious.
Wow.
It was all day.
Yeah.
We were going through girl after girl after girl.
I did one of those for the Sixers, too,
up at Parks
Casino.
We even have our Warrior shirts that have Judge Bruno and Judge Robin on the back.
Now, we did make sure that they were the best dancers. But that's why they are there, people.
Yes.
This is a job.
We're talking about one of 32, so you still have to make the cut. It's not like they got a bunch of dogs up there, right?
Or, sadly, there were
guys up there.
There were some.
You're still going to be.
There were still some trunk slammers who were not happy. They took their 62 valises and the 72. You know the girls. You ever see the women that come in?
Oh yeah.
The cheerleader. They come in with valises.
Shell cases.
The Laker girls come in with like 16 bags. They have like a posse.
Yeah.
LeBron brings them in.
You can go right to Delilah's and see that every afternoon, like 4 o'clock when the night shift comes in.
Exactly.
I really
right.
have a problem with people that like that are all
night
upset
shift.
At you if you. Comment on somebody that's what they're doing.
DJ missed a 56-foot putt for birdie.
Oh, that son of a.
Three holes to go.
Wow.
If you commented on the WAP song.
Right.
Appreciating what they looked like, and then somebody said to you, how dare you.
Which is what I was doing.
Right, which is so misogynist. Well, that's why they put it out
there. Exactly.
Now, I'm commenting
on
it for totally.
I'm just appreciating it.
I hear you.
I did for a whole different reason, but.
By the way, one
it's
song.
It's funny to me, too.
Wait a minute.
It's funny to me, too.
There it
exactly
is.
Right, man.
It's about damn time.
Thank you. But anyway, you know what we'll be hearing tonight, Harry? Late night hockey action. They better bring this song back tonight. The Chief, Craig Berube.
They're up against
Jordan
it.
Jordan Binnington up against it. Down 3-2 to the Canucks. Who do you like, Eitan Shander?
You know, I actually like Vancouver. Sorry, somebody's calling me there. I actually like Vancouver because St. Louis never really played teams like this last year in their run to the Cup. So I think this is going to present a problem as far as that speed and that firepower with offense. They played a lot of veteran guys and not a lot of younger kids. So I like Vancouver. I think Vancouver closes it out. I think Philly and Vancouver close it out.
There you have it. Wow. Must-win game sixes tonight. All right, Eitan, we covered it all pretty much. We'll keep an eye on the 59 watch. Mm. Is 59 out of the possibility here, Harry?
Absolutely. No, he can still, if he pars out, he's at 59, right?
No, he'd be at 60.
He needs another birdie.
Yeah, he needs another birdie.
Beautiful,
He needs a little birdie. That's all, just a little birdie.
Not the Twitter birdie. We've already addressed that on this show.
No, I hate the Twitter birdie. I'm out on the Twitter birdie.
And the 18th hole is one of the easiest holes on the golf course, so he'll make four there probably.
Harry, you're jinxing the guy. You're jinxing it.
Now, you can talk about a 59. This is not an unwritten rule, is it? Did we break an unwritten rule?
No, and he would tie Scheffler, who's already posted a 59 today.
Not
Did you have
are
Scotty
there any
Scheffler?
Unwritten rules in golf?
Oh, there's plenty.
Well, I break them every day.
Exactly.
Just ask Bryson DeChambeau if there's any unwritten rules in golf.
Hey, he slammed his trunk today.
Steroids. Yes, he did. Did he slam the trunk?
He slammed it hard. He's out.
He's out?
He missed the cut.
Wow.
Yeah, he killed me. Yeah. I took him to win like an idiot, and he killed me.
Yeah.
Tell you, man, you got to stay away from the
chalk. He had roid rage today. Do you see it?
He has roid rage every day, and apparently doesn't even do roid.
That's like him not doing roids is like Latimer in the program trying to tell James Caan with a straight face, no, this was just a protein shake.
Eitan Shander, ladies and gentlemen. Eitan.
I do love Bryson.
No edibles, no smoking.
Every weekday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on Sports Map Radio.
Beautiful, man. Good luck and good hockey.
At Shander Show on Twitter.
Exactly right.
All right.
There he is.
There he is.
You guys be well. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, man.
Too.
I'm going fishing. I'll be fishing tomorrow morning.
Gone fishing?
I'm going fishing with my son on his 43rd birthday weekend. Going out there to get
Did you let everybody know that I'll be filling in for you all?
No, we didn't hear it. Is it official?
Is that official?
Yeah, it's official.
Is this breaking news? How come we're the last to know?
I'm going to do 11 to 1, and then 3 to 6, and then 6 to 8.
You're going to be able to do all that?
What do you think he's going to do? This guy can do 24-7, Harry.
Wow.
He's the new 24-7 champion.
I'm just making sure Steve Cohen knows all this.
Wow.
Exactly. Yes, tomorrow I'll be off the coast of Delaware. I'm not going through New Jersey. I'm going all the way down 95, Rehoboth. I'll be out there catching the big flatties as the Duke of Fluke, the Flounder Pounder, baby, and I will post pictures of the trophy monster. Flatties, the doormats, Harry. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
We're coming back. Get you up to date and take some calls and some strapper line calls today, too.
And we got John McMullen coming up,
John
too.
John McMullen, all still ahead, so stick around.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app. The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Well, you know what? The regular season is fun and all, but one thing, only one thing can compare to the excitement of the playoffs, Tony, and that's DraftKings. They're the leader in one-day fantasy sports, both basketball and hockey. They've entered their respective playoffs, and DraftKings is putting you in the center of the action with millions in prizes throughout the week. There is no better place to make it rain. Start playing for free with your first deposit today. If you haven't tried it yet, daily fantasy sports, they're easy to play. Just draft your players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points based off your players' performance. There's no better way to put your sports knowledge to the test than to compete for millions of dollars in prizes throughout the week. But if daily fantasy isn't for you, DraftKings just launched Best Ball Contest for football season. If you aren't familiar with Best Ball, simply head to the app now and check it out.
Download the DraftKings app and use promo code Bruno to play free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code BRUNO to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Miss Robin. People like the comforting sounds of Miss Robin.
Wow.
Bringing you the disclaimers in that low, hushed tone. Dustin Johnson now has just birdied 16, Harry.
No, he parted.
I mean, he parted. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Par three, he parted. Left his putt was long, but he was able to finish it out. So he's at minus 15, Harry, after 16. Let's go to Amen Corner with Harry Mays now.
Well, he's got 17 and 18 to play here, Tony. 18th hole is one of the easiest, in fact, the second easiest hole on the golf course. It's a par five. pretty easy birdie hole for somebody like Dustin Johnson. Now 17, which is what he's up to right now, is a par 4 that is actually ranked 13th of the 18 holes. So that you'd figure he finds the fairway there, he could make a birdie.
What's the cut line, Harry, on this Friday?
The cut line looks like it's -3 right now.
What's the power line? What's the DraftKings line? Any farts on the courses today?
I don't think so. I think we would have been alerted to it.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking about the teams with grand slams.
Yeah.
The Boston Bean Pots or Beaner. What were they called?
The Bean Eaters.
The Bean Eaters.
Yeah.
I saw those guys in Blazing Saddles. And now the HBO Plus runs a disclaimer. They have a chick comes on.
No.
Yes, I'm not making this up.
I thought you got rid of HBO.
I did. I had the story last week. I never got to read it. Remember the first thing about Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Now they're running Blazing Saddles on HBO Plus, but before they show the movie, they have a woman sit down and read a disclaimer about how this movie depicts things that are no longer acceptable and has to explain that the genius of Mel Brooks from back in the 70s, and these are just actors pretending that they're really farting after eating beans sitting around a campfire or using...
That was actually one of the disclaimers was about the farting noises?
No, it's about everything in the movie.
Just in general for the whole movie.
How dare these people?
Yeah.
How dare Mel Brooks even think about making a movie back in the 70s, an irreverent movie that we now have to explain before it goes on the air on HBO?
Don't want anybody to be offended. DJ's
goodness gracious!
DJ's found the fairway on 17.
Did he find the little potty house like I did, though, in your course, Harry?
I don't think there is a little potty house on this golf course.
What, a TPC Boston, the Northern Trust?
Yeah, they don't have a little potty house. They've got the portable ones for these guys.
Not the.
Sometimes you got to go.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Now I'm worried about fishing tomorrow. Good thing this is just a boys' fishing trip tomorrow morning off the Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah, there'll be nobody to insult or
I
offend.
I can stand
or
up.
You can say whatever you want.
And I'm not invited cursing. Either.
Right.
Yeah, no girls allowed.
This is a good old days trip.
Boys' trip, man. I'll bring some Yingling flights with me. I got the shirt ready, Harry.
Right.
I'm going to be out there slamming them, baby.
Now, what happens if you. You drop anchor and you.
There's no dropping. You got to drift for.
Oh, you got to drift. Okay.
Yeah, because the bait goes on the bottom.
All right.
You get a flounder belly, and then you.
Well, let's say you're drifting, right? Yeah. And you drift up, and you notice another boat. They're not fishing, but it's like filled with like 8 hotties on the boat.
Oh, we're stopping.
They're partying, playing music, drinking. What are you guys gonna do?
What do you think we're gonna do, Harry? Give me a rub down over here.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Where was that from?
I honestly have no idea. It's just something I pulled. I mean.
That was so perfect.
But you always look, as a gentleman fisherman, Harry.
Right.
Not the Gorton's fisherman. You always drop trout and you pee over the side.
Yeah.
Or you could pee in a bucket, but you don't want to do that. You're a man. You pee over the side.
Right.
Yeah, why would you bother with the middleman, the bucket?
Because it's a little center console, so there's no bathroom on this boat.
Yeah, when you're a man, you just go over.
Boat, but that is
I'm
a pain when you got to go down below and, you know, you're moving and you got to get into the bathroom.
Well,
it's like...
A woman, when they go, if you go out, then you have to use the bucket.
Right.
Because a woman can't really pee over the side.
Well, I've seen it.
Well, but then it gets on the side of the boat.
It is a little different. Yeah,
I bought Robin a special woman's pee thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like a female urinal that you can just hold up.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I just usually take the catheter out, stick that baby in there, and just drain the Lazar. You know what I'm saying, Harry? Mike Milbury would never use a bucket. You're right about that. No bathroom. Where I bring a diaper, too. I can borrow. I have some diapers.
No, because you can't throw a diaper overboard. You'd have to bring it back with you.
Of course I would.
Yeah, I know. And then that's just gross.
I'm not talking about like Dylan Fratelli, Harry. Love that guy. Remember he got to meet Jack Nicklaus a couple of weeks ago?
That's right.
Is he slamming the trunk, huh?
I'm not sure.
Did we find out what the cut line is?
I told you. I think it's 3.
Here's your guy, Daniel Berger, Harry. He's 7 under.
This is Couch Guy's guide this week.
Daniel Berger, man. Yeah. The ball speed's 118 miles an hour. The apex is 108, Harry. Your thoughts? And he stuck that baby, and it's rolling, and it's like, that's about as close as my putt on 18 a couple of weekends at the 1912 cut. Is that about the same distance, Harry?
About 3, 3.5 feet.
If he doesn't make it, then he's not as good as me with the putter.
Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler look like they're just inside the cut line right
Minus
now.
Minus three. Tiger's putting for par on 13, Harry.
Oh, this is for par. Yeah. Oh,
is this,
boy.
Is this a trunk slamming situation,
this could be
perhaps?
A situation. Oh, he's got plenty of holes to go, though.
I got a call from the big boss man about our bathroom discussion.
That's enough of this.
It's just enough.
People don't want to hear that. Now, breaking news from the high-speed DraftKings headquarters, Harry. The great question Miss Robin sent to Johnny Avello, the man in charge
of
the sportsbook.
He is the director of the DraftKings sportsbook.
Now, Robin asked him, we just had Danny Vietti on last hour from CBS, who said he'd run around the Capitol building if the Padres had a fourth Grand Slam consecutive days, and they did. What would the odds have been on that, and what are they if they do five in a row? Can people bet on that? And Johnny Avello gets back, because he's the best in the business, and he says, we don't have it up, but the odds would be the same every night depending on the amount of games. My odds, 25-1 to 28-1 about hitting a grand slam. Not in consecutive games, because that doesn't matter anymore. So it would be just hitting a grand slam in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Not a walk-off, not a game winner. Most of these have been, they weren't, not the first one wasn't a game winner. It just put icing on the cake
right. In
the unwritten rules one, the one it was when it was the 3-0 count and he was swinging on the pitch. And by the way, the one thing a lot of people didn't mention, on that first Grand Slam that Tatis hit on the 3-0 pitch, it wasn't right down the middle. It was outside. He went oppo-boppo on that pitch.
So would it have been a ball, do you think? Would
it could have been a ball. So it wasn't like he served him a room service fastball right down the middle like Phillies pitchers usually do with man on base. It was an outside pitch. I don't know if it was a ball, but it was outside, and he went opposite field with it.
Hmm. All right, so I just did the quick math. Mm-hmm. If, say, you got 25-1, right, and you bet $100 on that, and you rolled it over, you kept parlaying it into each game, you would have won over $39 million.
No way.
Yeah, wow. You just kept taking the $2,500.
Oh, DJ inside 10 feet for birdie. Oh, baby.
We could be watching history or listening to it. The 59 watch is on, and it never stops. So stick around. Much more. John McMullen coming up in the next hour. A lot of football to talk about, too, including a Ron Rivera update.
Strapper calls?
And strapper calls. So stick around for that. It's Friday. And we haven't even started pouring the Tito's yet. And you don't want to miss that, kids.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.